This is the voice of Brother John Martin introducing these compact discs with the study of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, brothers and sisters, the study of the life of our Lord really began in 1986 at the Glenlock Bible Camp, which is held every Easter period on the banks of the River Murray. At that time, the theme was In the Fullness of Time, and concerned the early chapters of Luke's Gospel, dealing with those matters that took place even before the birth of our Lord. From there, of course, the study was continued back in the Enfield Ecclesia, and on every second Wednesday evening, the class continued on until the last one was given on September the 12th, 2001. So over a period of 15 years, this study was progressed in our Ecclesia. Brothers and sisters, the study is dedicated to the memory of our Lord and the great work that he accomplished on our behalf, the Son of Almighty God. We must never forget what he did for us, and if these studies can help in bringing back to our minds the reality of the things that were accomplished, then they would have performed the duty for which they were dedicated. It was our Lord who said in the 17th chapter of John and verse 19, concerning his disciples as he prayed to his heavenly Father on their behalf, he said, "For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified." So it's not just the fact that he came and died for his friends, laid down his life for those that he loved, which was a big enough sacrifice. Brethren and sisters, it was a whole life of dedication in which a perfect life was required by the Father as the basis for his forgiveness of those sins which are an offence to him. If God's righteousness was declared in the death of his Son, in showing that this nature which we bear, which he shared with us in common, is unworthy of perpetuation, then it is more equally clear that the righteousness of God had to be declared in a flawless life. And our appreciation ought to be enormous of that fact, of the fact that our Lord, every moment of his life, did those things which pleased his Father, so that he was able to go finally to the Father's presence and take with him that perfect life which the Father now has to share with all those who come to him in faith. If he had not got that life, he could not share it with us. And so the Apostle says that Christ, who is our life, that when he comes, we shall be with him in glory, as he told the Colossians in that second chapter of his epistle. This, then, is a study concerning that life. Do hope that it serves its purpose. Initially, these studies, of course, were taped, and they have always been available. But because the study ran into almost 200 sessions, 200 tapes, it was rather costly. These compact discs, which have now been prepared, were done to try and reduce the cost and the availability, of course, of these studies. Hopefully, therefore, many more brothers and sisters will be able to have access to them. Also included with these studies and on the CD is a copy of the notes used for the delivery of those addresses. It is to be stressed that these notes are not really verse-by-verse notes as we normally have in our studies. They are, as I have said, speaker's notes. Consequently, they are brief and to the point, and really they need to be filled out to be able to appreciate the total meaning that is trying to be conveyed. However, they may be helpful, especially in the remembrance of any quotes that might be made and so forth. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we leave these studies in your care. We hope and pray that they may be beneficial to you. And above all, we pray that they may indelibly inscribe in your mind the true greatness, or part of it at least, that we can comprehend the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonder of God's love expressed in him, as together both the Father and the Son cooperated together to provide the means whereby we may one day follow him into eternity.